Blog Talk Radio.
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. You're tuned to Time to Talk About It with your host, Pastor C.W. Reporter, coming to you from the beautiful city of Orlando, Florida, and the surrounding areas. Coming to you again, you, trusting that everything is fine wherever you are at this time, letting you know that we love you. We really, really do love you, and Jesus loves you more. Thank God for you being with us again today. Call your friends, call your enemies too, anyone you want to call, just call them. Say, hear the word of the Lord, and we thank you. Here is Sister Dave.
Hallelujah. We bless your name, Lord. We magnify your name. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Thanking you, Lord, Father God, for waking us up this morning, clothing our right mind, oh God, because many did not wake up this morning, Lord, Father. So we thank you for just waking us up. And Father, as you woke us up today, Lord, Father, give us the mind, Lord, Father God, to do for others other than ourselves, Lord. And Father, let us glorify your kingdom today. Father, as we come before you, we ask you for forgiveness, O God, forgiveness of all sin that we have committed against you in thought, deeds, actions, and those that we are praying for, Lord. And Father, as you are just to forgive us, we forgive those that trespassed against us, Lord, Father. And we just say thank you. Thank you, Lord, for loving us, Lord. Thank you for being mindful of us, Lord, Father. Thank you, Lord, Father, for never leaving us nor forsaking us, Lord, Father, in this time, Lord, Father. We thank you, Lord, Father, that you're just a breath away, Lord, Father. We thank you, we glorify and magnify you, Lord. Heavenly Father, as I lay my hand upon this prayer list, Lord, Father, you know each and every person, name by name, Lord, Father. Father, you know what they're in need of, Lord. And we thanking you right now, Lord, Father God, for your will being done right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the prayers that you have already answered. We thank you for the prayers that you're answering as we pray. And, Father, we thank you for the prayers that you're about to answer, Lord. We thank you, glorify, and magnify you right now in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Tracy Townsend right now, Lord, Father. Father, we ask you to continue to touch her body right now, Lord, Father God. Father God, as they released her from the hospital from COVID, diagnosed with COVID-19, Lord, Father, we ask you, Lord, Father God, to touch, Lord, Father God, her two grandkids right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, keep them covered under the blood right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, Father God. Continue to protect them from the COVID-19 right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord, Father God, touch the entire household right now. In the name of Jesus. Father God, I hold before you Lakeisha in-laws right now, Lord, Father God, where the whole family is diagnosed with COVID-19, Lord, Father. Father God, touch them right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, touch their bodies, touch their immune system right now. In the name of Jesus, Father, touch like never before, Lord, Father. Father God, all those, Lord, Father God, touch Fran right now, Lord, Father God. Touch her body right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, Father. She too, Lord, Father God, diagnosed with COVID-19, Lord, Father. Father God, we ask you right now, Lord, Father God, for mercy And Father, you said, by your stripes we are healed, Lord Father. So we're thanking you right now, Lord Father God, for the healing of their bodies. Right now, in the name of Jesus, Lord Father God, touch right now, Lord Father. Father God, touch Barbara Harding right now, Lord Father God. Father God, touch her body as well right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, we pray for the elderly right now, Lord Father, those also that have weak immune system, Lord Father, those that are on dialysis, Father, those that are in chemo right now, Lord Father, blood pressure, Father God, sugar diabetes, Lord Father God, we ask you, Lord Father God, to touch right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. Let them take heed to the word, Lord Father God. Father God, that they're building, Lord Father God, their immune system, Lord Father, and those that can't, Lord Father, that are protecting themselves, Lord Father God. Praying, Lord Father God, you continue to keep them in the ark of safety right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we thanking you and glorifying you, Lord Father, for you say healing is the children's bread, Lord Father. So, Father God, let them eat, Lord Father God, of that bread right now, Lord Father God, as they speak it, Lord Father God, and receive it right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. Father, we thank you. Father, as we place the blood, Lord Father God, over the doorposts of our homes and our hearts right now, Lord Father. Father God, over our neighborhoods right now, Lord Father, over going in and coming out, Lord Father God. We plead the blood right now in the name of Jesus and thanking you right now, Lord Father God, for keeping us, Lord Father, in the ark of safety, Lord Father. Father God, unstop deaf ears today, Lord Father God. Father God, that they may spread your word, Lord Father God. And Father, as they spread your word, Lord Father, do people hear your word right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord Father, we thank you and glorifying you, Lord Father. We continue to give you the praise, knowing that there is no other God but you, Lord Father. Father, we ask you to continue to touch, Lord Father God, our listeners, Lord Father, those that are listening, Lord Father God, on the phones, Lord Father, or whatever devices they may be listening on at this time, Lord Father. Touch them, Lord Father. Give them the word, Lord Father God, that they need, Lord Father God, in this hour, Lord Father. We thanking you for the rhema word coming forth right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, we continue to speak healing, Lord Father God, deliverance, Lord Father God. And Father, we thank you for those, Lord Father God, that needs you right now, Lord Father, as their Lord and Savior, Lord Father God. Father God, let them not be ashamed, Lord Father God, to call in, Father, and press that one button, Lord, knowing, Lord Father God, that it's not too hard, Lord Father. Father, we plead the blood of Jesus over their minds right now, Lord Father God, that they don't allow the enemy, Lord Father God, to stop them, Lord. Father, we're thanking you and glorifying you, Lord Father. Father, I hold before you this broadcast right now, Lord Father. And Father, I ask you right now, Lord Father God, to touch every listening ear right now, Lord Father. And we cancel every assignment right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father, that was sent towards this broadcast to try and hinder anyone speaking or listening on this broadcast, Lord. Father, we render that assignment null and void right now in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, we ask you to just have free course today, Lord Father God, upon these airways right now, Lord Father God. Touch hearts right now, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father, I ask you to decrease my apostle, my bishop, and pastor right now, Lord Father God, as you increase in them, Lord Father, as the word come forth. Use them right now in a mighty and a special way, Lord Father. Father, we thanking you right now. We can't give you more thanks, Lord Father God. We thank you and glorify and magnify you, Lord. We continue to give you praise. We say hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Father God, touch right now, Lord Father. Father God, touch in a mighty and a special way, Lord Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen and amen again. We thank
Sister Diane for that prayer. We thank God for you that are listening. Oh, we glorify God today for those of you that are listening today. It's a wonderful day, beautiful day. How is your day out where you are? How's the weather wherever you are today? We trust that everything is fine. Now, if you didn't hear your name, I say then you should call 347-857-3925. Give us a call if you will you? Praise God, amen, because we're waiting just to hear from you and you, because we are happy that you're here with us today. It's joy when we know that you're there. Amen. Now, call us and talk with us, okay? Say something. If it isn't but two words, say something. Hallelujah. Amen. All right. And let me give you a word to help you out today. Okay? We increase our ability, stability, and responsibility when we increase our sense of accountability to God. That's a lot of abilities, huh? We increase our ability, stability, and responsibility when we increase our sense of accountability to God. Govern yourselves accordingly. Amen. We thank God for those of you that are listening by whatever means you're listening today. We want to just thank you. I tell you, God is just so good. And, you know, we thank God for Bishop Porter. We thank God for Sister Diane. And let me tell you, if it wasn't for you on the other end, we would just close it down. But you know what? God is good to us. You are there. Each one of you are there. And we thank God for you today. We want you to know that we love you. We really do love you. And if we were close to you, we would show you, we'd give you a great big hug, right? If there ain't no distance, if there's some distance between us. Amen. But distance is between us today, isn't it? You are there and we are here. Hallelujah. So I'm hugging you now. Mm-hmm. All right, I gave you a great big squeeze. Isn't that okay? All right. God is so good to us. And I don't know if you were listening on the previous broadcast or not, but today we're going on a little further today. Amen, amen, and amen. God is so good. I mean, he is real good. In spite of everything that's going on in the land and the way things are chaotic all over the land, right? All over, not just one place, but all over. We can't say this nation sin, that nation sin, all of them done sin. Every nation done sin, and some still, and they still sinning. Okay, and they're still sinning. And God is still blessing. One thing about it, God's promises will be fulfilled. Isn't that wonderful? Hallelujah. Because his word is true. I know there are people all over that's trying to persuade you not to believe in the Bible. They say all kind of things about the Bible to try to get you from believing in it. But look, what book has stood the test of time? Nothing but the Bible. The same word that they're trying to get you to turn from, the same God they're trying to get you to turn from. No matter how much fire, it can't burn you. How much water, it can't drown you. Disappearing ain't You cannot make the word of God disappear. See what I'm talking about? And no matter what way they try, the devil try, he can't win. There's no winning in the devil. All his tactics, only what you give him. Only what you give him. Now it's up to you today. What you going to do? What you going to do? Let me tell you. We are still in, we are still in the book of Luke. We're still in the book of Luke. But we're going to kind of just think about the incidents, think about the what God was doing, Jesus was doing at that time. Okay. I want you to think about it today. Praise the Lord. And I'm going to start with, because I want to use one sentence out of that particular scripture, the fifth verse of the fifth chapter. And Simon answering said unto him, Master, we have toiled all the night and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. And the simple word we're going to talk about, but we're not going to stay there in that chapter. All right? We're going to just use a couple of scriptures there and we're going on. All right? And we'll let somebody else, Pastor Sharon and all, we'll let them deal with the rest of it, okay? We're going to say today, at thy word, Lord, at thy word, I will, okay? That's all we're going to say. At thy word, Lord, I will. I will. What will you do? All right, let's see what 6 saying. When they had this done, they enclosed a great multitude of fish, and their net break. And their net break, huh? And they beckoned unto their partners, which were in the other ship, that they should come and help them. And they came and filled both the ships so that they began to sink. This is what did, at thy word, I will. Now, as we go on in this book, Jesus began to show many things. And here, let's go all the way to 12 verses. And it came to pass when he was in a certain city, behold, a man full of leprosy, who seeing Jesus fell on his face and besought him, saying, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. Here's a nevertheless, has put us in a position that we got to lean on Jesus. Put us in that position. Now, can you say at thy word? You can fall on your face now. The Lord. Do you want to be clean? Do you want to be made whole? Now comes the I will. I will. Now notice he fell on his face. besought him, saying, Lord, if thy will, thou canst make me clean. He's talking about God's will now has to go hand in hand with his will. Did you hear what I'm saying? These wills have to come together. Your will and God's will has to coincide in order to get the job done. Did you hear what I said? Come on, somebody. All right. And he put forth his hand, touched him, saying, I will be thy clean. What happened? At thy word. At thy word, I wills, the I wills will get the job done. Do you hear me today? Mm-hmm. At thy word. Nevertheless, at the word, nevertheless. What is your nevertheless, huh? What is yours? Hmm? And immediately, the leprosy departed from him. Immediately it departed. He didn't have to pray four or five times because his will was in effect. And they agreed together. If two agree or touching anything, it shall be done. Jesus agreed and he agreed. So therefore it was be done because he wanted it to. He asked for it.
Amen.
What are you doing? Whose will is being executed this hour in your life? Hmm? And he charged him to tell no man. No, you know, don't tell nobody. You ain't got to go tell nobody. Just go enjoy yourself. Go show yourself. Hmm? But go and show thyself to the priest. Just show yourself to the priest. That's all you got to do. Be a testimony to the priest that I'm here. And my will is being executed in the land. Hmm? Come on, you know, hey. Okay, and offer for thy cleansing according as Moses commanded for a testimony unto them. See, now, isn't that something? He was healing him for a testimony unto them. See, they didn't believe. Do you believe today? Do you believe enough to allow the word of God to take effect in your life under the will of Almighty God?
Yes.
Hmm? Do you believe that today? I just need a little help here, John. Go ahead. Okay. But so much the more went there of fame abroad of him. And great multitudes came together to hear and to be healed by him of their infirmities. Oh, you know, as I was reading this, I was wondering, how many of them heard him when he was sitting in the ship teaching? Huh? They did not understand what he was talking about then. He left off talking to them and he went and got in Simon's ship. Huh? He had something to do. Now, they could not get the word then. They didn't get the word then while he was in the ship. Now here they come. You know a whole bunch of them that was in the ship heard it. You know how you go. After it's over, after the preacher done called for your ailment and whatever, after that, here you come. You didn't want to come. You want nobody to see you come. Mm-hmm. You didn't want nobody to know that you was sick. You something was wrong with you. Who cares? They ain't the ones to heal you.
Amen.
Huh? Stop caring about what other people think.
Hey, come on, preacher.
Stop thinking about that. Hey, They can't send you nowhere. They ain't got no. They'll send you to hell if anything. If they send you anywhere, because somehow the human portion of the person always wants you to go to the bad place. They don't want you to go to the good place. They don't want you to have good in your life. God has a few people that want the good to come in your life and help it to come in your life. See? But here is a bunch of people. Huh? Now, Jesus didn't want all the fame at that point, at that time, but you know, what can you say? When God done something for you so good, you just say, I just got to tell it. I just got to tell somebody. You know how we do. You know that's what we do. But not knowing some people you shouldn't tell. Okay? Some of them devils. Okay? But so much the more went there a fame abroad of him, great multitudes came together to hear and to be healed by him of their infirmity. Now, here's another group of folks. They saw something. They didn't see all the fish that Simon and his brothers and all caught. They ain't see that. Okay? That wasn't a miracle. They had no fish. Both of the boats was empty. And all of a sudden, the boat's about to sink. Now, where all them fish come from? You ain't asked that question. You ain't want to know then. But when you seen this man with leprosy got healed, and you know it was him, now he's a new man, new all over. Why? At thy word, I will. At thy word, I will, Lord. See, will you do what he say do? And he withdrew himself into the wilderness and prayed. He said, okay, I did what I'm going to do today. I'm gone. So he went in and he had to pray. And it came to pass on a certain day as he was teaching that there were Pharisees and doctors of the law sitting by, which will come out of every town of Galilee and Judea and Jerusalem. And the power of the Lord was present to heal them. Even they were sick. Even they needed healing. They came out. Huh? Now, this is the same man. Y'all trying to find excuse to run out of town. You're always trying to find some way to put him in jail and all of that. Always trying to find, but you need it. You need his word. Huh? Today, you know, think about this. Think about this. They didn't think about, nobody thinks about this except a few people. You saying, don't go to church. Don't come into church. Close the church down, putting people in jail and all that kind of stuff because they're going into their church. But listen, huh? At thy word, I will. What happened to when men pray? Something happened. Grant you there are some that just faking it. Okay? Grant you there is that. There's good and bad in everything. Church included. Good churches, bad churches. That's just the way life is set up. Huh? But understand the word of God. Are you afraid that there's going to be a great revival coming forth throughout every nation if the people get together and truly get together, mean business, and begin to pray? They do some all-night prayers, just like Jesus withdrew himself in the wilderness and prayed. He prayed all night, he prayed. Are you afraid? Is the governments afraid? Is the nations afraid that when men really get together and know that something is going on, that they start to praying for real? Notice I say for real. The word. Is the word going to come forth? Instead of closing down the churches, you begin to close down the gambling halls and the prostitutions and the gays and the drinkers and the smokers and all of these abnormal places. Are you afraid? Bill grip the land. The devil knows that when men pray, something happens. Really pray. Things begin to happen. God begin to move. Because what? His word is going forth and his will is being executed all over the land. Hallelujah. 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 And behold, men brought in, check this now, I want you to see what the will of God is doing, When his word, at thy word, Lord, your word, God, because your word say, behold, I have given you power over all the power of the enemy, and nothing by any means shall hurt you. That's a true word, but it has to be used in his will. Did you hear that? They brought a man. Men brought in a bed. A man which was taken with a palsy. Ain't nothing too hard for him. Don't care what it is. And they sought means to bring him in and to lay him before him. They had to find a way. Had to get him in there. So many people, they couldn't get him in there. And when they could not find by what way they might bring him in because of the multitude, they went upon the housetop and let him down through the tiling with his couch into the midst before Jesus. At thy word, I will. If you make a way to get there, he makes the way to heal you. Hello, anybody. If you make a way, hear what I'm saying now. He will make a way to get to you. They tiling out of the roof and let him down. Now, what are we looking at here? We're looking at a faith movement. Faith was in operation all the way. And they knew this man needed help. And there's some other guys that took him, say, we got to get him to Jesus because Jesus is doing it today, honey. This is it. This is where the word is. Don't you know when the power of God is at present in your presence or in this particular church or in this particular person, that is the person you need to seek out. Because the will of God is being executed in that place. The power of God is present. The glory of God is present. See? You don't seem to understand because you're looking at the person as they're, I ain't going. I don't want no black person to touch me. But stay like you are. You stay because you are looking for something you think has the word. They don't have the word because God is not in them. The power of God not operating in them to get his job done. God uses those with his will to exercise his will. Amen. Do you get it? Stop trying to be, well, I'm going over here where all these people is. There could be thousands of people there, but the presence of God is not there. The power of God is not operating in the midst. See, over on Central Street, you'll find the two or three that he say. And he say, I'll be in the midst. I'll be there. My presence will be there. My power will be there.
Come on now.
And when my power is there, my will is there.
Yes.
Get with the program.
Yes, Lord.
Nevertheless, act thy will, O Lord. At thy word, God.
Yes.
You got two W's there, word and will. Both of them are operating at the same time in the midst. But you over on Second Avenue with a whole lot of people where you think God is there because they got good singing, good toe-top tapping music. Everybody's up shouting and jumping around, hanging on the chandeliers. All of this action is going on, but no power. The light's on, but there ain't no power connected to it. Do you get the picture? My. Off the housetop. Put them in the midst where Jesus was because they wanted this man to get his touch. Faith was operating at that time through those men to get him there. Now that's a friend, ain't it? And listen what Jesus said. When he saw their faith, and said unto him, man, thy sins are forgiven thee. He saw their faith. They had faith that when the word of God was present, that all I got to do is just get this man there. I got to get my friend there. I got to get my cousin there, my aunt there, my uncle or whoever there. It don't matter how many people in the midst. It doesn't matter if it's one, two, or three. It doesn't matter if it's 20,000. I got to get in there because the presence of God is there.
Yes.
At that word. Notice that when the man went there, he said, I will. That's all Jesus said. Jesus didn't have to say a whole lot of words. He said, I will be thy clean. That's all. When he said, I will, you ain't got nothing else to worry about. It's already done. You can go with what you got. But no, you hit now. Here we, he runs in a little trouble, There's always gonna be doubters in the midst. There's always gonna be somebody in the midst wanna start some trouble or drama. You can't let them stop you, And the scribes and the Pharisees began to reason, saying, "Who is this which speaketh blasphemy?" Now you want to name something that you don't know nothing about. Who can forgive sins but God alone? Now, you know, people are strange, aren't they? When they don't know the power of God or the word of God. Now, think about this now. Jesus know the inner workings of man. And he picked Simon, right, to get in the ship. Think about that now. Simon always, what happened? He always recognized, so therefore Jesus knew that God had already picked some. The will of God was being executed at that moment, even though it was just a simple thing as fishing. In a boat, fishing. He already knew. God already told him. Because remember now when Jesus asked him, will you also go away? Where are we going? You got the words of eternal life. Well, I know ain't nobody told you that but my Father. So I know my Father been talking to you, Simon. I know he has called you. That's why he say you're going to be fishing men. You're going to be catching men. That's why he told him that upon this rock I'm going to build my church. Why? Because what? God had already chosen Peter, put him in the midst of Jesus' path where he can do what? Get the word. He had to confess the word. Nevertheless, at that word, I'll let down the net. Why? Because that word meant a lot to him. When he wanted to walk on the water, the word meant a lot to him. Do you see? The word should mean a lot to everyone that's listening, and those that are not listening today, you tell them. At the word, I will. See, your will and God's will have to work together. God ain't working alone here. That's why he got others working with it. That's why Jesus picked them out. That's why Jesus picked the 12. He picked Judas too. Huh? And they, everybody in the group is not going to stay with you. Everybody in the group ain't going to believe. Family group, any other kind of group. Everybody ain't with you. Just a few. And you know what? The ones you think not are the ones that's with you. Do you see what I'm saying? God is so good. At thy word, O Lord, at thy word, I will believe you to heal my illnesses, Lord. I will believe you to make a way out of nowhere, Lord. I will, Lord, believe that you can touch my mind and my heart, O God. I will today, God, because I know thy will be done in my life. Huh? Your word said it, God. All I have to do is believe it. It's those men believed for their friend, and they brought him there, took the towel off these people, Ruth. They didn't care nothing about what the people say. Do you think they cared? Somebody could have went up there and said, man, if you don't stop, I'm going to sue you.
Tearing up my house.
Oh, you out your mind. You know some of us would go right up there and say that. I know I probably would have. Is you crazy? Tearing up my roof. You going to fix it, too. You know, that's the way we would talk. Because we don't understand that their faith, and they couldn't get him in there, and they had to get him in there. Have you ever just had to do something? Walk with God? No matter what anybody else say, your loved ones say, and they talk against you serving God the way you serving God, and you don't be giving nothing now. They're going to really try to keep you from giving, children and all. Nah, they ain't none of them exempt.
Come on now.
But mama, they don't mean nothing, but daddy, they ain't, what are they to you? You give them and you don't give me. Well, go to church and maybe I will. You see? You don't know how to help them, huh? You see what I'm saying? Nevertheless, Your word, your word, your word. The word is very important to you today. You, you, and you. The word is very important. You want God to do something for you, but you don't want to do nothing for God. If God tell you to give in times like these, you tell me, I ain't got no job. I got to pay my bills. Yeah. Well, you can get something out of that little money you paying your bills and give God something. We can all do that. We all do that. See? You don't always have what you want, but in order to get it, you have to work with the will of God in order to obtain anything. See? Because when you sow seed, he sow a harvest. Oh, my God. Ain't God good? Ain't God good? Huh? Okay, but now, who are you? Anybody can forgive sins but God. At least they had a little bit of sin, didn't they? They say nobody but God alone can forgive sin. At least they believed in God, didn't you? They weren't atheists. At least they believed God. But when Jesus perceived their thoughts, he answered and said unto them, what reason you in your heart? What are you thinking about? I hear what you're thinking. You don't even understand the fact that I know what you're thinking about, too. What is easier to say, thy sins be forgiven thee, or to say, rise up and walk? But, that ye may know that the Son of Man hath power upon earth to forgive sins. I want you to know that today. God wants you to know that today. He said unto the sick of the palsy, I say unto thee, arise, take up thy couch, and go in thine house. Get on up right now. Just so they can see that who I am, the I will is here, the I am is here. I forgive sin, but that you may know that the Son of Man had power upon earth to forgive sins. Did you know that today? Take up your bed and walk. Take it up. Get it. And I like this. Every time he do something, immediately he arose up before them, took up that wherein he lay, and departed to his own house, glorifying God. He went to his house. Now, you know, left that man's house with a hole in his roof. Can you believe that? Now, I know the roof got fixed. You know it did. And they were all amazed. They glorified God and were filled with fear, saying, we have seen strange things today. You know, we need to see some strange things in America, don't we? We need to see some strange things, don't we? Yes, we do. And after these things, he went forth and saw a publican named Levi sitting at the receipt of custom. And he said unto him, follow me. Jesus was doing a lot of strange stuff, wasn't he? Huh? That word, let me tell you, do you know when you apply the word to every situation in your life, strange things happen? Huh? He said, Levi, follow me. He saw him sitting at the customs. He said, follow me. And every time he tell them to follow him, just like Simon knows, huh? They followed him. They left all. They left the ship and everything. And, you know, so who got the fish? What did they do with all that fish? They left everything. These ships done got full. They didn't sit up there and say, "Oh, I'm going to mount these fish," because these was miracle fish. I got to save some. I'm put them in the deep freeze because you want some when you come back if this don't work out. You know how we do if this don't work out. Did God say it ain't going to work out? No, he never said it wasn't going to work out. When he say follow me, when you begin to follow Christ, he didn't put no expiration date, did he? I don't know. Maybe y'all saw one. I see. Only when you stop following it. And Levi left all, rose up, and followed him. Ain't changed words with him like some of you. Why should I follow you? What you got to offer? What your church got to offer? Now, how you going to ask people that? What your church got to offer? I'm offering Jesus. I'm offering Jesus to you and your children. What you want? What you looking for? Somewhere to comfort you in your sin? Huh? I'm not going to smooth over things and you sin it. I know you ain't going to like me after that, but that's okay. You'll be fine. You'll get over it. You'll get over it. That told the man, your sins be forgiven you. And they mad. Who are you? Tell the man sins be forgiven him. How are you going to forgive sin? You're just another man. That's because you don't know the spirit and the power of God. Huh? And when you don't know, you don't know what it can do. And you know the thing I like, what I like the most is the fact that God gave us the power. He endued us with his power from on high. Now you can do it, but you're going to have to do what? Get in the word and have that nevertheless word. You're going to have the word in the will. You want it so bad till you're going to have to get the full course of what God is offering. You're going to have to be a Simon there where the Spirit of God has already called you, is within you. Now you got to be what? Ordained by Jesus. Had to ordain them people. Call them with his word, with his voice. He had to call them because God had already showed him who. He done picked out 12 already. Huh? Everyone that God picked out in this world, they need the word and the will of God operating in their life. And you need the word and the will operating in your life. How about that, huh? The word. You need the word. You can say it. Nevertheless, God, I will do what you command me to do. Nevertheless, Lord, at your word, I'll go where you send me, to who that you send me to. It may cost my life, Lord, but I will, Lord, obey thy word. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. All right, praise God. You know, I'm going to pause here and allow Pastor Sharon to come in.
Praise the Lord. Amen. I thank God for the word from Apostle Porter this morning. I tell you, the word is really rich this morning. And while she was, you know, bringing forth the word, I was just like, you know, God, that's just like you. You always ask us, you know, you ask us a question and they'll ask you, are you ready for your miracle? Are you ready for your blessing? He always wants you to see, in other words, the word is coming forth, but are we have ears to hear? Are we open for what God is doing? And at thy word, at the word of God is when things happen. And I tell you, when the woman of God keeps saying, at thy word, because only at the word of God is when things start manifesting. My word may not, nothing may happen, but when you start speaking at thy word, what God say for you to speak, what God say to release, that's when things start happening. And I know the scripture talks about life and death is in the power of the tongue. Yes, when you speak words out of your mouth or the regular language, things start happening. But I really believe when it comes to at thy word, the rhema word of God, the word that God say to release at that moment, you start seeing some manifestation quickly at his word, right? Because his word comes to manifestation right then. Just like he asked the ones that was the leper, he asked the woman at the well, he asked so many people in the word of God, were they ready? Are you ready? In other words, at your word, Lord. And he said, do you want to be healed? And God always asks a question. And when I look at the word will, it means am, is, or are. And God don't go against no man's will, because he made man with a free will. Even in the book of Genesis, he made us all with a free will. And he does not go against your free will. You got to be willing. You got to be obedient. You got to be like willing to do it. If God, by your word and my will, it comes hand in hand. And those were the little gems that were being dropped today. At your word, God, I'm willing. Will is what? Your purpose, let it come forth, God. The will, let your purpose come forth for my life. What you purpose us in this season to come forth, let it be, God, at your word. At your word, Lord, I will move and do what you say to do. At your word, God, I know I am healed today. At your word, Lord, even though the doctor gave me this report, at your word, Lord, I will believe your word today. Why? Your word let me know that I am healed. I'm going to heal you even right now. So I'm going to not take on what the doctor word says, but what your word says, Lord. Your word is sure today. And when I keep hearing that word, Thy word, Lord, when you speak that word, when you usher the man and the woman of God to be your spokesperson to release the word, it's already as it is in heaven, as it is on earth. At that moment, it become oneness right now. And things started to manifest in the now. It start manifested in the now. Just like in the left, when Jesus told them to go show themselves, it manifests right then. The woman at the well, it manifests right then. Things begin to manifest. Why? Because heaven and earth come in agreement to what the word of God says today. And then when we do a reading the book, reading the word, and when Luke 5:5 says, and Simon answered, said unto him, Master, we have toiled all the night and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. And when I was reading that, I said, you know what? Sometimes we get in ourselves. I said, you know, I'm so tired of this now. Told me it was a while. Told me it was rough. When you're toiling on something, it takes some of your energy and your strength. And you barely got the strength any longer. And a lot of time when we've been toiling on something for a while, and you've been going through something for a while, you got to watch it. Don't allow the enemy to allow you to give up at that time, and you lose what? The miracle. You lose the blessing.
And he answered and said, Master, I tell you, you know, we're tired. We've been working at this all night. And you may be going through something for a long time. And you asking God, Lord, when the answer? Because you've been toiling with that thing. You've been wrestling with that thing. You've been fighting with that thing. But you know what? Today's the day for the miracle. Nevertheless, you're telling me today to do something different. Because I've been toiling within myself for a long time. Like Jacob wrestled with the angel. Because he did not know that he was already blessed. So the wrestling was going on the inside. He was wrestling. How many of us wrestling in who God called us to be? We're wrestling with the word on the inside. We're wrestling with the opposition on the outside. But it's time at thy word, Lord, I will do it. At thy word, Lord, I'm going to step out. At thy word, Lord, I'll be walking in what? Healing. I'll be made whole right now. Because this wrestling got to come to a place right now that the word of God be manifested right now. Purpose come forth even right now. And we don't look at it like that. You've been toiling. Toiling with what? The word. We know the flesh and the spirit always fighting against each other. Why? Because what? The flesh wants to win. The flesh wants what it wants. But today, as the word of God, we put in what? Self under subjection to the word of God. That what? That the spirit man will come forth. That purpose will come forth. At your will, Lord, I will try one more time. At your will, God, at thy word, oh God, I'll do your the instruction you give me. I will walk into the instruction. Because you got to hear, have an answer here. That this time it'll be different. This time you will not be walking in the same way you've been walking. This time you'll be made brand new. At your word. At your word. What about the Jericho war? I know God told him to march about the Jericho, but what is the Jericho in your life? What is the war in your life? And he tells you, at thy word, he tells you, go ahead one more time. Keep doing it. But this time, this is what you're going to do. At your word, this will happen. At your word, stronghold will be broken over your life. At your word, hindrance will be shattered in your life. At your word. At your word today. Not my word, but the word of God. The word of God creating things even right now. And when the woman of God was talking, God just had me looking at even what's going on right now. The COVID-19. And at God's word, when God speaks that word, is when things come into manifestation, where people will be healed. At the word of God, God has to release that word to let the people know that I'm healing you right now. I'm healing you right now. But we also got to listen to what? The instruction. At your word, Lord. At your word, Lord. And I just thank God for the word today. There's so many other things you can go into. But you know what? Remember, even Luke 8, chapter 24. And they came to him and awoke him, saying, Master, Master, we perish. And how many of us in that state right now? Lord, if you don't move, I don't know what's going to happen to me. Lord, if you don't open the doors, what's going to happen? You're in a place of panic. And what did he do? Jesus himself, the word of God, arose and he rebuked the wind and the raging of the water, and everything was ceased at his word. And there was a calm. So when the raging in the inside and you start going into a panic mode, y'all, allow God's word to come forth in you. And you start speaking the word of God, declaring the word of God over your home, over your subdivision, or over your family, over the people today. Release the word of God, because too many raging going on, and people feel that they're gonna perish. How are we gonna do this thing? How are we gonna make it? But you know what? It just showed that we all need Jesus today. We all need the Master today. So we all can say, Master, Master, my God, my God. Because we need him to let us know, peace be still. Just speak the word of peace and know that I am able to do all things. I'm able to move on your behalf. So remember today, at what? Thy word, O Lord. At thy word, O Lord. Give me the ears to hear your word this day, O God, that I may not miss the instruction, so I will know what direction to go. That I will not be caught up in myself and say, well, I've been toiling all night. I've been doing this for a long time. And this time, when you should be listening, you in your emotion, it's been toiling all night. But today, God wants us to have an ears to hear. So you don't give up. The breakthrough is here, y'all. Your breakthrough is here. So we thank God today for the word. And remember, at thy word, I will what? Do what you say do. I will walk into purpose. I will not allow the storm that is raging in my life or the cloud that is hanging low to cause me not to what? Step out on your word. Remember, it's in the storm, it's in the crisis, God be moving. Always remember that. He moves even in the, when you feel like nothing is happening, that's the time he moves. So encourage yourself and know that God is still on the throne and he still reigns. Bishop Porter.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank God. Man, for that rhema word, amen. God is speaking, amen. He is speaking, amen. One for the Father, Son, praise God, and the Holy Ghost, praise God, amen. At thy word, praise God, amen. If God spoke it, oh, he's able to perform it, amen. That is the key now, you got to believe it, praise God. Do you believe the word today, amen? He said that his word would not go out and return to him void, but it would accomplish what it pleases. Oh, praise God. Amen. He's able, amen, to do all things. And there is nothing that, amen, our Lord and Savior cannot do. Praise God. Amen. St. Matthew chapter 8, praise God, beginning at verse 5. And when Jesus was entered into Capernaum, there came unto him a centurion, beseeching him, verse 6, and saying, Lord, my servant lies at home sick of the palsy, grievously tormented. Verse 7, and Jesus said unto him, I will come and heal him. Verse 8, the centurion answered and said, Lord, I am not worthy that thou should come under my roof, but speak the word only. All praise the Lord. Amen. And my servant shall be healed. Oh, praise God. Now, here's a Roman officer, a man that was in authority, but it was over 100 soldiers. He could have let many obstacles, many stumbling blocks stand between him and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. But you know what? He could have let pride, doubt, money, his language, distance, time, self-sufficient, power, or even his race. But he didn't. He did not let no barriers block his approach to Jesus. Now, what about you today? Oh, now you're hearing the word today, and you are listening. He said, he that have an ear, hear what the Spirit is saying, amen, to the church. Amen, that's to you and I, praise God, because the church is within us. Am I right? Praise God. Now, the question is, what's keeping you, amen, from Christ today? He said, at thy word. And the centurion recognized, praise God, a man in authority recognized, praise God, that he was not worthy, amen. But they speak the word only, praise God, and something going to happen. For I am a man, watch this now, under authority, having soldiers under me, and I say to this man, go, and he go. And to another, come, and he come. And to my servant, do this, and he does it. Verse 10, and when Jesus heard it, he marveled. Jesus, praise God, was amazed, praise God, and said to them that followed. He looked around at Peter, James, and John, the same Simon Peter that he told to lunge out into the deep. And he told the Lord, I done toil all night, I'm tired. But at least he never left at thy word. He looked back at them. And this is what he said, verily I said unto you, I have not found so great a faith, no, not even in Israel. Praise the Lord. Now, I don't know who we've been talking to today, praise God, but, oh, you got to believe the word, amen. Oh, he's speaking, amen, to you, praise God. You know what you need, but he said, "You, if you ask, you shall receive, amen. And praise God, amen, he searches the heart. He knows what's in the mind of the spirit, praise God. We must be careful now to become not set in our own in religion. Praise God. This thing is not about religion. It's about our faith in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Why? Because he paid it all. All to him we owe. Sin left a crimson stain, but he washed it whiter than snow. And you know, I thank God that he don't have no respected person. God is not in favoritism. Praise God. That's why he said he don't think like man. And if he spoke the word, he spoke it for everybody from the east, west, north, and the south. Amen. Because he is God of the universe. And I'm glad about it today. Praise God. He said, what I do for one, I do for all. Praise God. The Bible said, for God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten son, that whosoever believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Oh, I'm glad about it today. Praise God. So be careful, amen, don't get set in our religion habits that we expect God to work only in a specified way. Just me, my family, no more. No. Come on now. That's selfish. Praise the Lord. I thank God our God is not a selfish God. Praise God. God to work only in a specific. No. Don't limit God. Now, our mindset got to be changed. Oh, when that mindset changed, you can hear the word. Come on, somebody. Amen. This man humbled himself, a man in authority, in the military, know how to take orders because he had people over him. Praise God. I don't care how high you get. I remember the song. I always be looking up, oh, praise God, to you. Praise God. Am I right? Praise God. Why? He's so high. Amen. You can't get over him. He's so wide, you cannot get around him. He's so low, you can't get under him. Oh, you got to come through Jesus today. Jesus said he's the way, the truth, and the life. No man come unto the Father but by me. Praise the Lord. So at thy word, praise God. Amen. You got to believe God for his word. Praise God. That's all he's asking us to do, only believe. Praise God. I thank God for the blessing. Praise God that come through the door yesterday. I got to say it. Praise God. Amen. I just thank God. Praise God. It may not be something for to nobody else, but I thank God for it. Praise God. Praise God. And God got a miracle with your name on it. Praise God. Oh, do you believe it? Praise God. He done spoke the word now. Praise God. Now he said it is his will that every family in the earth be blessed. That includes your family. That includes my family. Praise God. Every family in the earth be blessed. Praise God. Amen. God is able today to do all things, and there is nothing that he cannot do. Praise God. He's omnipotent. He's omnipresent. He's everywhere all at the same time. Praise God. He's God yesterday, today, and forevermore. Praise God. And I thank God, amen, that he is God. And beside thee, there is no other. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. He loves you today, and he loves you with an everlasting love. Praise God. Oh, he moved. He moved. He said, for verily I say unto you, I have not found so great a faith, no, not in Israel. Praise God. Now, he is looking yet today for faith like this, to believe him for his word. Do you believe God for his word? That's the question to you today. Praise God. Man, some people just shame you. You know, we ask you to call in. It's time to talk about it. You can call for prayer. You can call and share your testimony. You can call, praise God. And you know the Lord is speaking to you, praise God. And man, he's speaking to you, how I'm shame. Shame of what? Praise God. He said, if you be shamed to own me before men, he'll be shamed to own you before his Father, which is in heaven. I don't want the Lord to say, depart from me. Your work was of iniquity. Oh, praise God. Praise God. But at thy word, praise God. Do, amen, thus and so, whatever he had asked, amen, you and I to do. Amen? Praise God, because he is always there. He said he searches the heart, knows what's in the minds of our spirit. Praise God. Oh, he's blessing. He's moving. And we shall not lack for no good things. Why? Because he is our shepherd. And we shall not want, praise God. Oh, he'll turn that negative into a positive. He'll turn that bad situation and make some good out of it, praise God. And he's doing it right now. Oh, but this centurion, he believed God for his word, praise God. Heard about Jesus Christ, praise God. And went, amen, and met him, praise God. Have you met Jesus? Praise God, if you meet him, I ain't just talking about him, man, know about him, but that intimate relationship with him, amen. Get to know our Lord and Savior. And how do you know that? Through his word. Praise God. That's what we're talking about today, amen. It's the word, he said, everything is going down but the word of God. He said, not one tilt of my word will fall to the ground to all be fulfilled. Praise God. And he yet, a movement in the earth today, praise God. Amen. He is doing everything, amen, but the doctors don't have the answer, praise God. But our Lord and Savior got it, praise God. When we going to turn to him? When we going to have, amen, a national, amen, time of prayer? I heard apostles talking about all-night shut-in. What happened to the all-night shut-in? What happened to the prayer towers praying 24 hours round the clock? Praise God, like they go to work on shifts. Praise God, just calling on the name of the Lord. Praise God. And God moved. Praise God. Drug addicts, amen, come. Amen. Alcoholics put down their bottles. Praise God. Prostitutes come off the street. Praise God. Amen. Gang members lay down their guns and stop this fighting and killing. Praise God. God always have a way. Praise God. Somebody, amen, will, amen, turn from their wicked way and serve the true and the living God and say, this thing is real and God is all right. Amen. And so the question was asked, what's the matter with Jesus? They say, he's all right. Praise God. He's all right yesterday, today, and forevermore. Why? Because he is God. Praise the Lord. He's always there. He said, I never leave you, and I never forsake you. Oh, praise God. Oh, your heart may be troubled. Praise God. But, oh, he has something for that troubled heart. What you talking about, Bishop? He said, the peace I give unto you. Not as the world gives it. Oh, he can give you that inner peace that you need today. Amen. Even, amen, with this challenging time that we are going on through and on now, praise God, he's able to turn it around on our behalf, praise God. He'll do it, praise God. Oh, will you serve him today? And at thy word, praise God. Amen. They believe God for his word. Praise God. Will thine be made whole? He yet asking that today. Praise God. By his stripes, we are already healed. Praise God. You are delivered and you are set free. I thank God, amen, for every doctor and for all those that's in the medical profession. But we acknowledge Jesus as the healer. Praise God. Oh, God bless you today. Praise God. Bless you today. May heaven continue to smile on you. Jesus love you and Bishop do too. All praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We just thank God for that word coming forth today. That awesome word from Apostle Porter, Bishop Porter, and Pastor Sharon. I tell you, God is good. Did you hear that word today? See, nevertheless, at thy word I will. And just one thing I wanted to go to was Daniel chapter 3 with the Hebrew boys, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And when you go to Daniel chapter 3, verse 17, it says, if it be so, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will, if it be so, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of thine hand, O king. But if not, be it known unto thee, O king, that we will not serve thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. Knowing, so nevertheless, at thy word, right? So you know what? So life and death is in the power of your tongue. They know the God that they serve, whether he delivered them out of that furnace or not, he had the power to. He had the power to deliver them out of it. He had the power to just leave them stay where they're at, but they did not denounce their God. I heard Apostle was talking about your family. You catch it from your family. Yes, you do. Oh, don't give it to the church. Don't do this. Don't do that. But it said, nevertheless, at thy word, I will. I will serve at all costs. I will serve my God at all costs. Can you do that today? Or would you cave into, you know, but that's my family and, you know, that's my friend, or self get into the ways like, no, you know, the enemy, allow the enemy now to just step in and taking control. No, we don't do that. You know, nevertheless, at thy word, I will. Throughout this COVID-19, this quarantine, nevertheless, I will continue to pray. I will continue to speak his word. I will. We always make it personal. Why? Because it's a self case. I will do this, and I will not go against God. I will do what he said, and we struggle and we fight. But we can always ask God for forgiveness, and guess what? He will forgive. So nevertheless, I will. What would you do today? What is your will today? You heard the word. where you say, now it's time for me to come in to Christ. Now it's time for me to accept him as my Lord and Savior. Now it's time for me to open up my ears, open up my heart, open up my mouth. Speak it, receive it, hear it today. I will do that. So I just thank God for the word. I thank God for the word of encouragement today. And he say, I will not be weary of well-doing, for what in due season you will reap. I just thank God for the word today. I enjoy the word today. I enjoy the word coming from Apostle Porter, Bishop Porter, and Pastor Sharon. Share the word today. Share it, share it, share it. Again, we thank each and every one of our listeners that are listening on a regular basis. And share the word. Don't keep it to yourself. You can send a website to them, which is blogtalkradio.com/timetotalkaboutit. Share it. Tell them, hear that awesome word. Though they missed the broadcast live, they can always go back and play it again. Remember, also tell them every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, that calling number is 347-857-3925. That's every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. Every Friday night at 11 p.m., we have the Wailing Walls prayer line, and that calling number is 480-660-2316, code 3333#. That's 480-660-2316, code 3333#. That's every Friday night at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So come on, let's tear the devil kingdom down and take back everything that we have allowed the enemy to steal from us. You would like to bless the woman of God, sow a seed into this radio broadcast. You know, continue to keep it on air. Sow a seed into the ministry. You, for those of you that have Zelle, you can go to logionint@gmail.com. That's logionint@gmail.com. And the name is logionint. That's logionint. Or you can go to our website at logioninternationalministries.com and hit that donate button. Again, that's L-O-G-I-O-N, International Ministries, and hit the donate button. And please, in the notes, you specify what it is. You're sowing a seed in for the radio broadcast. You know, you're sowing a seed into the woman of God's life. Just specify what it is in that note. Till then, be blessed.
On my mind, searching for that peace, a peace I could not find. And I kneel down to pray, pray, help me please. And he said, you don't have to cry, 'cause I'll supply all your needs.
As soon as I stop,
I stop worrying,
worrying how the story ends.
When
I let go,
and I
let God,
let him have,
let God have his way.
That's when things start happening.
I stop looking at back then.
When I let go,
I let go,
and
I let God,
let him have. So much going on, not my battle. It's not my battle to fight. I had to know if I put it in his hands, everything would be alright. Yeah. As soon as I stop worrying, let go, let God, oh, let go, and let God, let go, and let God, my brother, let go, and let God, my sister, you can't handle it, let God.